coach, is there a certain amount of anxiousness? Or what's your level of anxiety right now?
No, it's not at all. You know, we play Friday, so, you know, I think they've got a bonus in that we're Friday, because obviously when you travel, you get time to come back here and kind of get more adjusted. And we gave our guys Sunday and Monday off, and we've had two really good workouts on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so now we'll have a light workout tomorrow in anticipation of the weekend. So I think everybody's fired up, but I haven't seen any kind of, you know, anxiousness or anything along that. The team seems very calm. They know they're still a ways away yet from playing, but I really liked their energy the last 2 days.
And they've adjusted quite well, considering they had to have finals this week as well.
Yeah, that's why we haven't, until practice on Wednesday, really spent a lot of time talking even about the NCAA tournament, because they have been finishing. And we've still got probably a number of guys that still have to do some things, whether it's a paper or whatever. But it's very difficult. But most of their finals were completed on Monday and Tuesday, so we wanted them to get those out of the way.
Personally, how gratifying is it for you to get a 4 seed in your first season here?
Well, you know, what's really pleasing, and it's been a lot of fun, is the young men I've had a chance to coach. You know, I've said it from day one, almost a year now, almost 12 months, but, you know, they only had 6 scholarship players, and those 6 guys could have opted out. They could have done something different. You know, like the Wares, I'm their 3rd collegiate coach. That's not easy. It's not easy when there's change. You know, so much is made of, I think when there's a change, it's made of the guy you're replacing and then the new guy. And that's most of the tension is there. And sometimes you forget about the players. And I think being a player has helped me along those lines. And I know how difficult that would have been on me had I had Coach Knight, you know, for 2 years or 3 years, and you get somebody new. So that stability, that consistency, and yet these guys have really they've welcomed us as a new staff, but they've also trusted us. And I think that trust was built early in the process, and it's just been building, and it's gotten much, much better. But as I was on some radio stuff this morning, this team's been very consistent. You know, we haven't played great all the time, but 26-8 and, you know, no losing streaks of such. They've been a fun team to coach because of how hard they work and how unselfish they are.
How about the tradition itself and how it carries over into this postseason for some of the guys that have not experienced it?
Well, you know, and they see that every day. You know, coaches see it every day. You know, I've said it before. I walk by a Coach Wooden statue every day, and it's not a, you know, it's, I don't walk by it as a burden. I walk by it as it's a humbling experience for me. It reminds me of the blessing that I have to have an opportunity to coach here. And we want the guys the same way. We hung new banners down our hallway, 11 of them. You know, and so I hope that people know that I'm trying to sell that more. I'm not trying to run from it, or I don't want my team running from it. I just don't want the banners hanging from the rafters, and you have to look up to see them. I want our guys, every time they walk in and out of our locker room, they walk down that hall, they see 11-time national champs. So they see that, they feel that, and I think that's part of the reason why, from a coaching standpoint or a playing standpoint, you like being at a place like this. It's champions are made here. That's kind of the motto athletically around here, and all these young men want to be champions.
And your guys are walking with a little bit of swagger. They are not in awe of this situation.
No, you know, last week helped. It definitely helped, because they do have a little bit more swag to them this week than they did when we got back from Washington State, that's for sure.
How about the matchup? It's always about matchups. What do you see in Tulsa that you didn't know maybe last week?
Well, very athletic. It's a very athletic team. It's a hungry team, though a very young team. And I think that's where Coach Manning's done a really good job with them. They're a young team, mostly sophomores, a couple seniors, but really loaded with sophomores that are very athletic and hungry. They've won 11 straight. So anytime you do that with the parity that's in men's basketball, you're a very good basketball team. So we know that, and we're going to get a very good test. You know, the good thing is Coach Manning's got to stay on the sidelines. He's not allowed to suit up, so that's a positive.
Coach Manning was talking about, you know, playing up-tempo, fast-paced. Does that kind of play into your guys' style, since that's what you guys want to do?
Well, obviously I don't know Tulsa like Coach Manning does, and we're not going to worry about what style they want. We got to be who we are, and who we are is up-tempo. We want to play fast. We want as many possessions in the game as possible, and we want to – you know, we had more late shot clock situations offensively and defensively against the Arizona game than we've had in months, you know, so much so that this week we've kind of worked on late clock situations because we just haven't had any. We want the ball shot quicker. We want the ball moving quick, so – the quicker the pace for us, the better. That doesn't mean it's going to be advantageous for us, but that's the style we want to play.
From watching film, is there anything that jumps out about Tulsa's defensive style?
Well, they're very aggressive. They'll pressure you. They get into you. They got two lefty guards, and I've probably made too much attention to this, but I just remember that as a player. It's different. You know, you play against righties most of the time, and we haven't played against a lot of lefties, and here we're playing against two lefties in the starting lineup. So that makes it a little bit different. But they're fast. They knock things loose. They're a lot like us in that they average a lot of steals without pressing a lot. They don't do a lot of pressing, but their athleticism and their speed knocks away a lot of balls, and they get a lot of steals that way.
I deal with some of the ex-Bruins like Jordan Farmar, Ryan Hollins, those kind of guys have been telling me they are just so behind this team. Have they been in touch with you at all?
You know, all the alumni have been great. You know, that's one of the things we tried doing this summer. We had a couple functions for our Letterman. We established kind of a tailgating area for them for home games. Took us a while to get it organized, but by the time league play came around, all the weekend games, we had a special area for them to meet and greet. From getting them polos, you know, this is one of them actually, and T-shirts. I want those Lettermen to know they're the ones that they not only started it, they formed it, they've kept it going, and we want the Lettermen, one, to be very involved, but two, be very appreciated, because we know how, just in 1 year as a coach and our players know how difficult it is, and their accomplishments, I don't want them to ever go unnoticed. I want them to know how much we appreciate it. But all the Lettermen, we've had so many during the course of the year stop in and watch practice, come to games, phone calls, emails. They've been tremendous.
Seems like James Woodard has been a huge part of their 11-game win streak. What have you seen on film from him?
Well, very quick. A lot like Randall, except he's a lefty. A lot like Randall from Stanford in that he can score a lot of different ways. He can drive you. He can shoot it. He creates for others. He's really good in transition. So, you know, the scouting report probably starts with him.
Is it concerning that Juana's latest, he's injuring the same?
It's just really unfortunate. You know, obviously Juana wasn't playing a lot, but he was making such great strides. Practices were getting better. He was finally healthy again. And I just feel for Juana, you know, because that's a big setback for him. We don't think it's going to be something that keeps him out a long time. You know, the doctors even said that if we were fortunate enough to advance, there's a potential of getting him back. So I don't think it's a long thing for him, but it's just another nagging deal that he has to go through that is really unfortunate, because we saw him really, really doing a lot of good things in practice as his health got better, and now he's got a minor setback here.
Beating a number one seed, does that give you guys the confidence to say, hey, why not us this year?
We've been talking about that. You know, we were talking about that before actually beating Arizona. We'd played Duke. We'd played Arizona. We played through a really demanding league schedule. So we've been talking to our guys about that all year long. And a lot of it has to do about their concentrated ability at the defensive end. And we saw that. We are much better defensively in a Pac-12 tournament than we've have been in months. So if we can figure that out and get consistent with that, you know, there's a lot of parity in men's basketball right now. I don't think there's, you know, obviously Florida's won 26, 27 games in a row, and they should be thought of. You got Wichita, who hadn't lost. So those are probably the two teams in this tournament that people would look at and say, you know, they're the odds-on favorite. But you get below that, there's a lot of teams. There's probably a dozen teams then that are pretty similar and have a chance to do something in this tournament. And then you get fortunate enough to pair up with one of those teams. You just never know. It's one game.
Without Juana, how important is it that Tony stays out of foul trouble, especially early?
Well, you know, we've really played most of the year that way. We've played most of the year with an 8-man rotation. So, you know, Juana hasn't been in that rotation. So, but he was that insurance policy that we had if we got in foul trouble. But, you know, we do have Noah, and Noah's playing very well. So Noah's very versatile. He's played kind of the 3-4 spot, though he's a little undersized. He's done that all year long. So if we have to go 9 men deep into our rotation, we will. But I will say Tony and the Wares have done a tremendous job over the last month of doing a lot of good things. Tony had one game, I think, in the tournament where he got in foul trouble, but there hadn't been a lot of those games. He's getting much better defensively.
If you could sum up just the mood of the team, those guys that are getting on that bus, what would it be?
They're having fun. They're enjoying it. They're having fun, and that's kind of been the theme. We want them having fun and enjoying this. This is you know, the NCAA tournament is kind of twofold. It's a reward because there's only 68 of us that get a chance to get in it, and there's 350 that start the season trying to get in it. So it's a reward that you make the NCAA tournament. And then the other fold of it, you're trying to advance. You're trying to win it. You've got one in 68 chance of trying to win that thing. So it's kind of a balance of that. But I think so much time, there's so much heat, pressure, intensity put on that you forget the reward part about how fun it is. And we did that going into the Pac-12 tournament. We wanted to make sure these guys enjoyed themselves and have fun. We played at a higher level. So it's the same kind of process, I think, as we go into this tournament.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.